Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined as always by NFL Film senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, this is a really fun position to talk about. The wide receiver position in today's NFL is really, really intriguing. Obviously, for the last two decades, the numbers of players has risen exponentially. But now you talk about what are the traits that translate well to effective NFL receiver play. Really, the ability to beat man coverage stands out.
That's where it starts. You've got to be able to beat man coverage.
And how do you do that is the question.
So there's two things that really stand out. Of course, there's always 10 things, but two. In the NFL, you have to be able to defeat press coverage at the line of scrimmage because otherwise you're disrupting the timing of the route concepts and the quarterback won't throw you the ball. Number two, against man coverage, you've got to be able to separate. You've got to be able to get in and out of breaks really quickly. It's not 40 times speed in a straight line. It's speed and quickness in and out of breaks. That's the critical trait. There's no one better at that than Antonio Brown.
So you talk about those traits in regards to this NFL draft class. Who is it that stands out the most when you're trying to look at across the board some of the top traits that really equate to effective?
Now, there's different players in this class that I think, I mean, someone who's not ideally going to be a top 10 pick, but I think someone like Sterling Shepard from Oklahoma is a very interesting player in this draft. Some might look at him as maybe this year's version of a Tyler Lockett, a guy who could probably play in the slot, can play in the slot, and even though he's small, may be able to line up outside. But I think, to me, if you look at the two best receiving prospects in this draft, and we now know that bigger has become better at wide receiver because you can make contested catches against man coverage, are Laquon Treadwell and Josh Doctson. And Doctson's a fascinating prospect to me. He's 6'2", 202. Now, he has great hands. And that might sound crazy at the receiver position because you have to catch the ball. But how many times do we see a lot of receivers who seem to have a lot of speed, quickness, movement skills, but just don't catch the ball real well?
Yep.
That's not a concern with Josh Doctson. In this draft, I think he's the guy who snatches the ball and attacks the ball better than any other receiver.
And it's interesting, too, because you talk about the debate between ball skills and hands. And obviously, ball skills, the ability to play the ball in the air and use your body to keep defenders at bay. And then hands, actually, the action of catching the football. Another player that I think stands out in that realm, Tyler Boyd from Pitt.
Oh.
And I know you're a big fan of Tyler Boyd as well. What does he bring to an NFL team?
And that gets into another element, which is route running. Tyler Boyd has such a great feel for how to set up corners. And that's so critical because in the NFL, you're not getting man every snap. Man's critical. But you're getting zone a lot as well. So as a route runner, you have to understand the responsibility of that corner in his coverage. And that's why it's also imperative to understand coverage concepts. Because if you're getting cover three and you know that that corner can't get beat over the top, you use that to your advantage as a route runner. You threaten his area of responsibility. Tyler Boyd is really, really good at that. He's not a burner. He's not going to run by NFL corners with a whole lot of consistency, but he has such a great feel for how to set up corners and then sell his routes.
We've spent a lot of time talking about size at the receiver position, and one player doesn't have size, but I can't believe we haven't mentioned him yet. Corey Coleman from Baylor, maybe the most physically gifted receiver in this draft in terms of athletic movement.
Yeah, and then you get into the whole speed thing, Fran, which, you know, again, you have Corey Coleman, you have Will Fuller.
Yeah.
These are guys who can run. So the question is that enough? Now, there's a place for those guys in the NFL. And every quarterback, I sit with Ron Jaworski, and we always start talking about receiving traits. And he goes, well, speed kind of helps because he's a quarterback. You know, he likes a guy who can stretch the defense. But do those guys give you all the dimensions you're ultimately looking for? Are those guys really secondary receivers on a team? You know, if a speed guy is your pure number one, do you not have enough dimensions? And it takes nothing away from Corey Coleman or Will Fuller. But at the end of the day, is the comparison the Mike Wallace's to DeSean Jackson's? Guys who've been very, very productive at times in the NFL, but are they really kind of secondary ancillary receivers because they don't give you enough dimensions? That's a fascinating debate to me.
Well, another fascinating debate, speed versus quickness. And you talk about Corey Coleman. He's got both.
Yes.
Some players don't. And you talk about a guy like Farrell Cooper from South Carolina.
Yeah.
Some of these other players that maybe they don't have that deep speed, but that quickness in a short area helps set them apart.
And Cooper is explosive. I don't know what he ran in his pro day, but I'm sure it wasn't 4.38. He was probably a 4.49 guy.
Right.
But there was an explosiveness to his movement. And I know you saw a lot of these plays where he caught quick slants and then looked like he was shot out of a cannon. So, to me, He almost reminded me of a little more explosive Golden Tate because he has the body of a wide of a running back,
sure.
Which he was coming into South Carolina. He came in as a running back, as Golden Tate was a running back early in his career, I believe, at Notre Dame. But that's the kind of receiver I think Farrell Cooper is.
Yeah, so you love the athletic ability, the ability to beat man coverage, so, so important for the wide receiver position. Greg Cosell, appreciate the time, as always, here inside the film room. For Greg, I'm Fran Duffy. We'll see you next time right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.